It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, we heard from Mandy, who is joining us right now on Second Date Update. All right, Mandy, let's get to it. What's the deal with Alex?
Hi.
Hi.
So I go on a lot of dates, but with Alex, I don't know. Is it crazy? Like, I thought we would be together from the word go.
No, not if you got along well. And frankly, if you go on a lot of dates, you probably are like, you know what you want and you don't want. Did you let him know that you were like pretty into him right off the bat?
No.
Okay. All right. That might be okay.
Okay.
But you obviously felt a connection. He's the kind of guy you like, appreciate, and are attracted to, and there's nothing wrong with that. So,
are you sure he liked you?
Yes. I mean, I was positive he liked me.
How did you know, or what tipped you off?
I mean, he was really into my food experiments.
Okay.
I've made curry chicken tacos and tarragon hamburgers.
And just to interrupt, he wasn't over at your house. You weren't cooking for him. You were at I think in your message you said you were at a restaurant. So you're just telling him about your food experiments.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
And it
good.
Didn't turn him off.
Good. Did anything odd or uncool, Mandy, happen that we should know about with Alex?
I mean, it was a super fun dinner. I wouldn't say there were like awkward moments. We had so much to talk about. I think we needed more time, to be honest with you.
Okay. And it seemed like he wanted to keep the date going as well. Like, he was in agreement with that?
I mean, he told me he wished that we could stay up all night talking and that he had some, like, family thing in the morning. So.
And so at the end of the night, how did you leave things?
We kissed goodnight. And I told him I couldn't wait to continue our conversation.
Okay, well, this is great. This all sounds wonderful. Yeah. You haven't heard from... So he just kind of vaporized since the first date, basically, right?
That's a great word, because yes.
Okay.
That's literally what happened. We texted back and forth. When I asked if he was free, he just, poof, disappeared.
Well, let's try to track him down. Let's vaporize him back or what? Unvaporize? What? I don't know what that would be. But anyway, we're going to call him. And that's what we're going to do right now. So hang on, Mandy. We're going to play a quick song. Come back 3 minutes or less than 3 minutes away. Get a hold of Alex. Ask him what's up. Get some resolution. Hopefully get you to a second date. So hold tight. We'll be right back. Second half, second date update next on The Wolf.
There was a long. It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Well, when it came to Mandy and Alex and their first date, Mandy just felt they hit their stride immediately and it was off to the races.
It was a super fun dinner. I wouldn't say there were like awkward moments. We had so much to talk about. I think we needed more time, to be honest with you.
But then, as you can probably figure out, poof, Alex has disappeared, not getting back to Mandy for his second date. So let's find out what's up.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Alex, please?
Yeah, this is he. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for answering and picking up, and good morning. We are calling, I know this is going to be a little weird, we're not selling anything. We are calling from a radio station, and we're the Thunder and PT morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf, and we think that we might have some good news for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of good news?
Well, we do this thing called Second Date Update, Alex, and essentially we think that one of our listeners is pretty into you. In fact, she already went on a date with you and wants to see you again.
That's cool. Am I supposed to guess who? Or?
Well, actually, we can fill that in for you.
Yeah, we can let you know.
Do you remember going to dinner with Mandy recently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a really fun date.
Okay.
So she said the same. Is there a reason that, you know, I think she's been texting you. Is there a reason you haven't planned your next date with her?
I just realized we were too different.
Okay. And Alice, and we, again, we appreciate you talking to us and answering. She reached out to us because she kind of wants to know what's going on. So can you just share what came up and then we could just pass it along to Mandy?
Yeah, so... it's kind of disgusting, really. We're texting, and she tells me she took a personal day to bed rot.
To bed rot?
Okay, is that when...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm not familiar with that
term. Is that when you, like, spend the entire day in bed? You don't go to work, you just call in, and you just sit around, lay around all day?
Yeah, exactly. Like a corpse.
But it's kind of like a self-care. Like, it's like a personal mental health day.
I guess. I don't know. It sounds gross to me. Like, bed rot. I think like bed sores. I mean, yeah. who takes a personal day just to like lie around and do nothing?
Yeah,
That doesn't sound bad to me at all.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mandy, hold tight. Alex, I thought we had Mandy on hold, but we just kept. Anyway,
it does sound kind of gross.
So you laid around all day, man. You called in to work, obviously, and called in sick just to lay in bed.
Not just to lay in bed. I didn't have, like, flies around me. I mean, I deconditioned my hair. I took a shower. I did my nails. I caught up on sleep. I played with my cat. It was a dreamy kind of day. I needed it. I work really, really hard. I'm on my feet for hours and hours a day. I'm a nurse. I deserve the self-care.
I don't know. I just can't imagine taking an entire day off of being productive to just lie around and do nothing.
I take care of people for a living. Am I not entitled to have a day to myself and recharge in the way that's best for me? Like, I'm done. Like, this.
Well, hold on, Mandy, I don't want to make it about my reaction.
I apologize for that because I didn't realize you were a nurse, but I don't know why that changes.
Why do you have such a problem with it, PT?
The idea of just laying around and being really unproductive or whatever is just hard for me to like fathom.
Yeah, but
did you take it? Were you scheduled to work though that day? Because to me, that's a little bit different. If it was like your personal day that you already had off, to me, that's a little different. If you were scheduled,
can't somebody take a vacation day?
I mean, yeah.
How often do you do this, Mandy?
I take it every few months.
Good for you.
Okay,
I think that's wonderful. And Alex, you just think this is lazy behavior? Like, what's going to happen when real life hits? Is Alex there? Sorry. Alex?
Yeah, I'm here. What's the matter?
Cat got your tongue?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to recharge because you sound stressed. Like, you can't even concentrate.
Wow. It doesn't sound like this is going kind of the direction we had hoped.
But Alex, first of all, what do you want her to do on her day off? And what was your first reaction when she said, hey, I just bed rot all day or whatever? It's like, what were you thinking?
I mean, my first reaction was, I'll bed rot when I'm dead. I want to get up and live life. Like, let's go on a hike.
Yeah, right. It doesn't sound sexy, does it? Yeah.
So it just was kind of.
I do all those things, guys.
And she's on her feet.
I don't just rot in my bed every day.
So what? You're a nurse. How many days a week do you work? Do you work 4 or 5? Do you do 10-hour shifts? What? How long? What are your shifts like? And listen, I'm not putting you on the hot seat here, Mandy. I'm on your side. But you're a nurse. You're on your feet. You're taking care of people. And it's emotionally draining as well.
Yes. 12 hours a day.
Right.
Three to four days a week. It depends. I pick up overtime. I'm dealing with people that are dying.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying not to be morbid,
but
I am dealing with some heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So I need a mental health day.
Right.
I'm sorry. And all the women and men out there that are nurses, they will understand what I'm saying shaking their heads. Yeah.
Apparently
I need someone who could support that.
The other men besides me do not like this at all. You feel that you don't deserve that.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Alex, but the way I was thinking about it, like, to me, it's like, I'm like you. I want to live life. But Alex, I'm not in the relationship with Mandy like you might be, maybe you're not.
Yeah, no, color me not interested.
It's a big turnoff. Yeah. All right, okay. So it's a no. Well, listen, Mandy, I think this might have worked out the best for you because I think you need somebody who would say, you go, girl, you do that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
A little more empathy or whatever, maybe. Yeah.
Well, a little more support.
Or support. That's probably right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At least there's some decency in this world.
And it comes from this side of the microphone.
Alex is a good guy.
Well, all right. Alex, well, listen, we got to run. It's a no. And you take all the time you need, and you let us know when you want to come back to work. All right, Mandy? So bed rot away. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update. More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.